I only learned about this curry after my marriage. I never ate this before she came into my life. And I never knew that an Indian curry would turn out so good with ikan bilis.
Thank you for having us in your house today. I am totally not shy. People invite me, I come.
I'm so happy to have you all here today.
Oh, thank you, Auntie. Tell me more about this ikan bilis curry. How are you going to make this curry?
I start with all the spices like cumin seed, fennel, mustard and fenugreek, and then garlic, onions and curry leaves. Then I add the ikan bilis. And then the tomatoes and potatoes. Lastly, I add the tamarind juice with the curry powder mixed inside. And then you can put in some eggs. And I don't add coconut milk. It tastes better without it.
Ikan bilis curry is something that I've not really heard of before. Yeah. How did this curry originate?
From South India, I think. Mm-hmm. Tastes something different from the fish curry and all. Mm. This one I saw my mom cooking. I was not allowed to use the stove, so I used to watch her cooking every time. That's how I learned it. And then when I go to my uncle's place, then I cook there for my auntie and ask her to try. She put it on the radio. Then I got a prize. They gave me a $50 plus some melamine plates and this book.
Which and is I've a treasured been, recipe
yeah,
book.
I've been keeping for many years now.
And that's what inspired your love for cooking.
Cooking. I love to cook because my mom used to cook. It was my favorite curry because she puts eggs inside. I love eggs. So when my children were young, I used to cook for them. Now, hardly cook, but now myself and my husband, sometimes I cook this for both of us to eat with chapati.
You know, she has this obsession for cooking. She loves to cook.
Is that why you married her?
Well, not really. I didn't know about that. But that was a bonus after marriage. I only learned about this curry after my marriage. It's one of the favorites. Of course, most of the curry she makes are my favorites as well.
Yeah.
It's one of the favorites. It's good for a change after your week of chicken and mutton and all that. But fish curry and all that is slightly more watery. They're not as thick as this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this curry actually stands out. It is a bit more sourish. Mm-hmm. You know it is ikan bilis curry once you. Mm-hmm. Even when you all were doing it just now, I could tell it. Oh, the curry is in the making already. Yeah.